So where are you exactly?
I'm in Sweden right now, actually.
You live there?
Here for a few weeks. And no, I live in Los Angeles since 31 years. And but I was born and raised in Sweden. So my family's here. And I'm over here doing a few clinics, base clinics, and a couple of shows and things like that. So you know, good chance to see family and all that stuff.
Well, very nice. Very nice. Yeah. So how old is this band, Soul Sign?
Well, this lineup is about 10, 12 years old. The band was actually formed in the late 90s and then sort of put on hold for more or less off and on because everybody's a session player and stuff like that. And been going through some lineup changes and stuff like that. But yeah, this particular lineup more or less has been together 10, 12 years. The guitar player was in the band, Rob Mathis in the band, originally back in since 2010, actually, and then he left and came back a couple of years ago. So we're all back together now, and it's a perfect lineup, you know, when you have a certain chemistry and, you know, you take one guy out of the equation, you know, it's not the same band anymore. So
when it started, though, like, it, you know, this is ultimately a super group of talent, you know, when you look at who all you guys have played with, was it you who put this together and did you kind of source out the different talent? Like initially, how did you find the people that were going to make Soul Sign work as a band?
The way to with a friend of mine, guitar player Magnus Anderson, we started writing stuff together in the late 90s. But as far as this lineup, kind of came together, you know, just by, you know, it takes a long time to find the right people. And, you know, it was just one of these things when you just know when it's right type of thing. So we're lucky to be where we are because, you know, there's a lot of great players. There's a lot of great people. It's hard to be in a band with three other people. It's like being in three marriages, obviously, as you
right.
know, but it's just, it really came together this time around and it's just really grateful, not just musically, but personally and, the vibe, everybody respects one another and, it's just, it's a good fit, you know, the chemistry, like musical too, it just works, you know, the formula. So,
and I totally get what you're saying. I've played drums in bands over the years and we have a new band called the Arena Rock Circus, which is all arena rock stuff, be it Survivor, you know, REO mm-hmm. Speedwagon, Journey, all that stuff. And every time we get together and it sounds good, but more importantly, it's the chemistry you have with each other. Just as people, you know, we're all in our 50s. We're not out to prove much. We're just out to have a good time, bring some good music to people. And, you know, this lineup that I'm in as well, when you can get along with people, it makes such a difference. So I get what you're saying. Talk to me about the latest single, Out of the Dark, White Room, the cover that was done, well, original one was done by Cream, right? Back in the late 1960s. Right. So talk about that and why that song was selected besides the bass is pretty killer.
Well, thank you. It's a good question. Our record label had, that released the song, had an idea, I was talking to them and they said, listen, you guys should do a cover, older song and do it your way, modern or whatnot.
Right.
And, so we both decided it's a good idea. Let's try it. Let's do it. And they said, would you decide? And I, for whatever reason, just the White Room came to mind. And I'd also, I had an intro in mind, but the intro was kind of like something that came out of like sleeping music that my girlfriend had put on one night. And I kept waking up and I kept hearing Rob, the guitar player, playing stuff over this chord progression. And so I was like, I'm going to do something similar, but I'll do it on bass. And then he can do, you know, guitar over it. And then I went to sleep and I woke up again. And all of a sudden I'm hearing the intro going straight into the chorus of White Room. So that was, and I was like, that's it. We got to do this. And we got to do the intro. And this is meant to be. So, and we were like, you know, let's just speed up the tempo. Let's do that. The chorus is kind of or whatever you want to call it. The pre-chorus is kind of the sleepy part of the song. Originally, and so it's like I was like, you know, we gotta do an up tempo version of that section. So that was one of the things we did with it. We rearranged it too, and in just a few minutes, 5 or 10 minutes, we were in the rehearsal and we sort of like chopped out sessions and made it some things shorter, and we decided to go straight into the chorus, which was actually the label's idea. That said, why don't you just start with a chorus? And I said, I love that, you know, just like the Beatles used to do. And, you know, and so that's kind of how it came about. And the more with it, we just realized this is a great idea, you know. So
again, when I look at the names that are attached to the artists that are in this band, how often do you guys get together? Are you putting out a full record right now? And because I'm looking at, do any of the guys in the band still play with any of who they played with? Whether it was, well, I know that Uli doesn't play with the Scorpions because I just saw him in Vegas, but Ted Nugent or Dokken or, you know, the Rock Vault for Mark, is any of that stuff still happening? Or is this kind of, all the band is kind of focused on this project?
We're mostly focused on this. Obviously, everybody's a working musician. So Mike, our drummer, Cancino, still plays with Junita. And Rob Math is still playing with Leatherwolf and occasionally with Player. So, but other than that, I'm still in Dear Disciples. We don't have anything booked. We haven't played in a long time. So it's a lot of focus is on this at the moment. And we do have a record that's planned for a release in August. So, okay. And it's fully recorded and it just needs to be mastered. And that's it.
Will you guys tour as well?
We're looking to do that. We're looking to do some, obviously, release party show in August. And then we're looking to get on the road shortly thereafter. And right now we don't have anything solidified or anything, but definitely out and play and,
well, that's awesome. And like I said, you guys did a great job of that song. And I don't mind the original, but when I listened to yours, which I did this afternoon, and I watched the video, I thought it was great. Talk about the video real quick. Really cool video, too.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It was kind of between us and the label, how you guys want it. So, you know, we were talking, and I said, you know, let's swap the word station with graveyard. And so I changed up the lyrics a bit, and I said, how do you want it? I said, listen, I'd like more of a dark, kind of vibe, dark photography. And then we talked between me and the label, and we said, well, let's throw the graveyard in that. That's a great idea. Let's do that. And then, you know, and the guy behind it, John Haggard, just did a great job with really focused on, you know, the videography of it, and it's quite great, I thought, you know. So
awesome.
Great collaboration between all of us.
That's awesome. And again, I enjoyed it this afternoon, and I'm looking forward to searching out more of your music and checking it out. I don't know that you're going to be playing anywhere in like Toronto, Canada, but that's okay. I'll just go to YouTube and watch some of the videos or some of the live performances. And I do appreciate your time talking about the song. We'll give it a spin as well. So be safe. Enjoy yourself over there. And
thank you so much.
We'll continue to check out your music.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good, bud. We do, by the way, we have another single out that just came up from the album called Clean Soil, and that's out as well on iTunes.
Okay, perfect.
And on YouTube as well. There's this short clip of it. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you being patient and talking to me today, and maybe we'll chat sometime soon.
I hope so.
Okay,
take care.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks for having me.